Maggie Elena Walker was one of the first women to own a bank in the United States. She was born to enslaved parents in Richmond, Virginia during the Civil War. Eventually, her family was able to move into their own home. Maggie went to school and helped out with her mother's laundry business. As a teenager, she became involved with a social welfare organization in Richmond's black community called the Independent Order of St. Luke. And in 1902, she became the publisher of that group's newspaper. It was called the St. Luke Herald. The following year, she founded St. Luke Penny Savings Bank, making her the first African-American woman and one of the first women ever to charter a bank in this economy. By 1924, the bank had more than 50,000 customers. St. Luke Penny Savings was actually one of the few banks that survived the Great Depression. It merged with two other financial institutions, eventually becoming the Consolidated Bank and Trust Company. And Maggie Elena Walker was named chairman of the board of directors.